Jules had not yet been exposed to this concept, and so Osa gave him a brief tutorial on emergenceology, using as an example the decision tree that a swordfighter must traverse in order to make the correct move during a duel. It was obvious that such a thing was far too complex to be evaluated in a rational way during a rapid exchange of cuts and thrusts, and so it must be the case that swordfighters who survived more than one or two such encounters must be doing something different. The avowal of the Ringing Veil had made the study and cultivation of that something different their sole occupation. Jules Verne Durand took the point readily.
The analogy works as well with complex board games. We have some on La Terre, similar to yours here, in that the tree of possible moves and countermoves rapidly becomes far too vast for the brain to sort through all possibilities. Ordinators, what you'd call syntactic devices, can play the game in this style, but successful human players appear to use some fundamentally different approach that relies on seeing the whole board and detecting certain patterns and applying certain rules of thumb.
The Teglon, put in Fra Jad.
And he did not need to elaborate on this. We'd all seen the feat he had accomplished at Elkhazg, and it was obvious to all of us that it could not have been done by trial and error, nor by building outwards from a single starting place. He'd had to grasp the whole pattern at once.
This is dangerous, Jessery said flatly. It leads to saying that we may abandon the rake and behave like a bunch of enthusiasts, and everything will work out just fine because we have achieved holistic oneness with the polycosm.
What you say is indeed a problem, said Jules. But no one here would dare argue that it is possible to win a sword fight or solve the Teglon by behaving so self-indulgently.
Jessery is making a straw man argument,
Arcibald said.
He's raising a possible future issue. If we agree to proceed along these lines and reach a point somewhere down the line where a difficult decision needs to be made, what grounds will we have for evaluating possible decisions if we've already thrown rational analysis to the wind?
The ability to decide correctly at such moments must be cultivated over many years of disciplined practice and contemplation, said Fra Osa. No one would argue that a novice could solve the Teglon simply by trusting his feelings. Fra Jad developed the ability to do it over many decades.
Centuries, I corrected him, since I saw no benefit now in being coy about this. I heard a couple of surprised exclamations over the reticule, but no one said anything for or against the proposition. Not even Fra Jad. He did say this.
Those who think through possible outcomes with discipline forge connections in so doing to other cosmi in which those outcomes are more than mere possibilities. Such a consciousness is measurably, quantitatively different from one that has not undertaken the same work and so, yes, is able to make correct decisions in an emergence where an untrained mind would be of little use.
Fine, Jessery said.
But where does it get us? What are we going to do?
I think it has already gotten us somewhere, I said. When you and I rejoined this dialogue a few minutes ago, passions were inflamed and people were still trying to frame the decision in terms of allegiances and loyalties. Fra Osa has shown that any such approach will fail because we all belong to multiple groups with conflicting loyalties. This made the conversation less emotional. We've also developed an argument that it's not possible to work out all the moves in advance. But as you yourself pointed out, going on naive emotion is bound to fail.